370.
Hey, Jeff, appreciate you hanging. What's going on? How are you?
There he is.
What's up?
Hey, I was contemplating the flying versus driving thing, and you talking about the bridge going to Hawaii and all.
I want to make this happen. You know, they're always talking about this high-speed rail down to L.A. and all that goes through L.A., right through the valley. You know, they've been talking about the high-speed train. I want a land bridge from California to Hawaii. I've talked about it for years, and I think we can make it happen. Maybe I'll go to the GoFundMe. We'll get some sort of petition going, whatever. I think it needs to happen. That's what we were talking about.
Right, right. So I quickly searched, and it said last year in the continental United States, there were, in 2017, zero deaths on commercial airliners for the entire year.
Okay. In our nation. Meaning,
in our nation,
okay,
right.
Okay, yes. Statewide travel.
Right. In the United States, vehicle deaths, over 40,000.
Yeah. And that was for the year 2017. So what Jeff is saying is that you're crazy, dog. You should not be afraid to get on a plane, because every day you come and go from work, your life is more at risk than being on a plane. I've seen the stats.
Go ahead. One other thing to take into consideration is the way I see the majority of people drive in the United States and in California lately, that freeway is going to be backed up with regular accidents so bad, it's going to take you a month to get to Hawaii.
And that is a good point.
There is that.
But
I'm telling you,
I would feel more comfortable taking a month to get to Hawaii, sharing those 8 lanes, east and westbound traffic with other motorists, than I would getting in the plane with a pilot that has flown, I don't know, back and forth to Hawaii for 17 years. And correct me on this, too. Look at this when you get off the phone, Jeff. I think Hawaiian Airlines is the only Hawaiian plane service company that has never had an accident in all the years of going from here to Hawaii. They've had no malfunctions. They've had no scares. They've absolutely have lost no lives. They have one of the safest travel records in the world, and they've always gone back and forth to Hawaii. That, I don't know if that stat's still the case, but I want you to think about it. When have you ever in your lifetime heard about a plane going down over Hawaii?
I honestly can't say that I have.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah.
And I'm not talking military, but I'm talking commercial. I'm talking, plane service. Yeah. And there might be some other companies out there that have had trouble, but Hawaiian Airlines, they have one of the safest records. And here's the thing. Back, I don't know, what was that, Joe? 3 years ago, I did that little test flight down to Vegas.
Yep.
And I was online. I was reading all these breathing exercise websites. I was reading all this anxiety stuff. I was reading all these logic skill testing exercises. So I was looking at all these stats. I was doing all this crazy, creepy, non-like-me stuff so I could get it into my thick, dumb head that I was much safer. Because I know the material that I read and it's in front of me that you share, it's out there. But for some reason, I would rather die in my car driving home today. Semi-truck just veers over it. I'm not going to know it hit me. I'm going to die happy. I'm not going to die with my heart pulsing to almost come out of my chest rate. I'm not going to have anxiety. I'm not going to have my cheeks clenched together. I'm going to die happy and content, never even knowing that truck hit me. That's what I'm talking about.
Maybe.
Well, okay.
Maybe. I mean, I would think that if you died in a plane crash, you'd probably die quicker.
Yeah, but as soon as, like, you're on the window, you look out the window and you see the wing come off.
Well, there is that time from the time you're in the air till you hit the ground.
Yeah. You're coming from 30-whatever-thousand feet or whatever to the ocean.
Usually 33, 36.
Oh, that would be the roughest 20, 40, whatever it took to get from the sky to the ground. Oh, my God.
Well, I think if you're falling without a wing, it would be seconds.
Well, yeah.
You'd come down fast that way, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, but they got those little backup rudders and all that stuff, and the pilot's going to try to fight it, you know?
Oh, God, you'd be vomiting. That thing would be, that would be rough.
That is the biggest fear I have. And I might have that quickness of, oh, my God, a truck, and I'm dead. Oh, God, right. To me, that sounds so much better than 15 seconds of air terror or turbulence or any of that stuff. It just gives me the willies.
As paranoid as you are, though, it sounds like, dog, I have a feeling that you would probably die from shock just as quick as a jet.
I think so. I think you'd probably have a heart attack or something on the way down.
No, I tell my wife that all the time when I see stuff on TV or online. I'm always like, I tell my wife, I said, look, honey, My heart will not handle this. I am not.
It would kill you, wouldn't it?
It would kill me. Yeah, just talking about air travel right now, I get creeped out.
Yeah, it gets all anxiety now, yep.
And I don't think I'm equipped. I'm not built to fly. I don't have feathers. Well, I don't have wings. I can't do it.
I used to think the scariest part of it would be for a flying crash landing would be hitting the ground. Until that story surfaced, I don't even know what it was, a month and a half ago, where that engine blew or what have you, and that woman got sucked out of the side of the plane.
On that Southwest plane.
That is what would... Now, that you want to talk about giving me a heart attack. Suck me out of the plane.
Yeah.
And let me fall to the ground without a parachute from cruising height. Could you... If you lived... If any part of you was still alive after being sucked through the opening in that plane, yeah. I can't imagine anything more scary than that.
See, and that's that stupid logic that fear is based on. The chances of that happening, not going to happen.
Yeah, I've heard of it once.
Yeah, I know the probability versus possibility, but just the thought. Once those corrupt thoughts get in my head, man, my mind starts doing all this crazy stuff, and I can't do it.
I could do that, too, but I tell you what I'd like to do is I'd take some Xanax and drink. And the next thing I know, I'm sleeping.
Yeah, that's what Joe does. And so, you know, I specifically made myself, when I did that little test flight down to Vegas, I didn't drink before. I got on.
I can't believe that.
I had to do it sober because I had to battle this fear. As soon as the plane got up, and I'm like, okay, this isn't too bad. I'm looking around. As soon as the, because when you go to Vegas, the plane levels off for like 5 minutes. And the
You're just up and down real quick.
Yeah, the drink cart comes out. I'm like, hey, I look over at my wife and my son, and I said, you know what? I'm not a big fan of Miller Lite, but I've earned this. So I had one Miller Lite, and I was like, you know what, a little celebratory drink.
Oh, my God, that's like having a celebratory drink with toilet water.
Yeah, I had to. No offense, Miller Lite, for the people out there.
No,
Joe thinks it's toilet water.
I never have liked that beer.
I quite enjoyed it myself when I was in the sky. So I had the.
That was all you had to drink at that moment. You would have enjoyed anything.
I had the celebratory beer, and then we landed on the trip home. Oh, my God. It was going through clouds and turbulence, and it was hell. So, again, when we leveled off, I thought, you know what?
You're going to have another one?
I'm going to have something just to knock the edge off.
What was this one?
Same thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same thing. It was Southwest. So then we land, and I'm like, okay, I think I can do this. But now it's been like 3 years since I've done it since, and I'm all wadded up and nutted up and tense again, and I can't do it.
Oh, man.
It's like I have to fly like once a week every day, you know.
Every 6 months or so, yeah, to keep
sooner.
It into the thing.
I got
to
keep my air legs underneath me, or else I lose my gull.
Oh, that is so funny. I've never really seen anything in the world that makes him like this besides flying.
I don't even like talking about it.
I know you don't.
Let's go to this. Good morning. Welcome. Oh, now I know why everyone's calling. They're calling for Disney.
Oh.
What's up? What's we going on?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Are you there?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
What are you wearing? So, Albert, all these people that are on for Disney, so we don't know their names. These are all just mystery people here. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what you want me to do with all this. All right. The River, good morning. Who are you?
Hey, this is Casey. I'm talking to you guys earlier, and you...
Oh, I put you on hold. I'll put you back on hold. Let's see who this is. This is fun. The River, good morning. Who are you?
I'm Sarah.
Sarah. Did you call for Disney?
I did.
Okay. You don't want to talk about air travel?
Well, I think they may want to talk about air travel, but they want to win their tickets first.
I mean, I would talk about air travel, but I don't like flying, if that's what you're trying to talk about.
Oh, good. Flying. Me and you, we would make great, great plane mates. All right, you ready for trivia? Are you a big Disney fan?
I am.
Okay. When's the last time you've been?
Oh, my gosh, like 3 years ago.
All right.
Oh, okay. Been a little while then.
All week, we've given people trivia questions, and they've been what I thought were difficult trivia questions, but each and every person, first time up, first call, has gotten through, and they've correctly answered the question. So, here you go. What's your name again?
Sarah.
Sarah. Sarah, in what year did Disneyland first open?
Oh.
It was, hold on, 1955.
Jesus Christ, she got it.
No way.
Wow. Yes. Oh, July 17th, 1955.
1955, yes.
Did you see these people? They've got it, man. It's a sickness.
There is such a fascination with that place. It's like studied like American history.
I think even more
you know,
so.
I have more fun going there than my kids do. I love Disney, and we can only go, you know, so often. But
I've noticed that. You know, parents, they're hell-bent to take their kids because they want their kids to experience it. But the reason that they drag their kids to it, the kids never have as much fun as the adults.
You're kind of right, huh?
The adults love it more than the kids.
They really do.
October
1st. I really do.
October 1st, 1971, Magic Kingdom opened. California Disney Adventure opened February 8th, 2001. Now let me ask you this. Which opened first, Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm?
Oh, gosh. I want to say Disneyland.
No. Knott's Berry Farm, believe it or not, opened up June 19th, 1920.
Wow.
Oh, wow. It's been around longer than Disneyland.
Man, that's
Disneyland.
An old one.
Yeah, 35 years after Knott's Berry Farm. So I found that pretty amazing. You got the ticket, Sarah. Four passes. Two days. You get to go down to Halloween. You correctly got it. July 17th, 1955. Nice job.
Congratulations,
Sarah. Amazing. Thank you so much.
All right, hang on. We'll get some info from you. We're done with Disney. Monica Lowe, she'll do it again, though, at 11. And then Derek Moore, 3 o'clock. He'll have your last four packs.